ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 353.
ಅಜ್ಞಾನಹೃದಯಗ್ರಂಥೇ
ನಿಶೇಷವಿಲಯಸ್ತದಾ ಸಮಾಧಿನಾ ವಿಕಲ್ಪೇನ ಯದಾ ದ್ವೈತಾತ್ಮದರ್ಶನಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸ. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯೂಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವ್ಯೂ, ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ for self knowledge. Samadhi abhyasa is the only means for self knowledge. This is the first group. The second group of people think this samadhi abhyasa is one of the means or one of the method to get self knowledge. So this is the second view. What is the first view? Only means. What is the second view of one of the means? So you know the difference. Only means or one of the means. Third group of people, they think this samadhi abhyasa is meant to conform after studying, after doing shravanam. Vedanta shravanam, we have to do length of time. And to get knowledge, you have to do samadhi abhyasa. That is another view, third group. That means while shravanam time you don't get knowledge. After long shravanam of scriptures, you have to go and sit, do again samadhi abhyasa. This is third group. That means to confirm whether I got knowledge or not, you have to sit in samadhi. That means shravanam, however much Swamiji or Swamiji talk, it will not give self-knowledge. There are people. This is the third group. Fourth group, these people, they consider the samadhi abhyasa is compulsory. It is must for everyone. Compulsory. Among these four views, which view we recommend? Which view is right now? We say all views are wrong. All views are wrong. Why? We say, we means Vedantic. Advaiti says, samadhi abhyasa is optional. Samadhi abhyasa nididhyasanam. It is not compulsory, but it is optional. Those who come without much sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, full qualifications, they require this abhyasa. It is optional. Then what type of nididhyasanam we recommend? It is optional. When it is optional, there are other means also. Different types of practices are also there. One of the abhyasa is this, sitting and doing contemplation. What we say, Shankaracharya says, nididhyasana means I closely monitor my behavior. This is optional, not compulsory. Shravanena jnanam bhavati. Shravanakale eva aham brahmasmi iti vaktum shikyate. While listening at the time of scriptures, a student can claim, yes, what my teacher says, that is true to me. He doesn't require, or she doesn't require, going home and sitting again, I have to do nididhyasanam, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. Not necessary. But many people are having the habitual orientation, deha abhimana. Since deha abhimana is so strong and powerful, people easily cannot own up the teaching at the time of shravanam. For those people, this type of nididhyasanam, Shastra recommends. Shankaracharya is highlighting that portion here. So, monitoring my own behavior or imitating the Jivan Mukta. So, fake it and make it. You imitate the Jivan Mukta, how Jivan Mukta talks, how Jivan Mukta behaves, how Jivan Mukta do interaction with the people. So imitate, you also just like behave that. Yad bhavam tad bhavati. This is a step to become a Jivan Muktaha. After listening only, just imitation is not sufficient. People are easy ways they want to find out. Without studying Shastra, just imitation, you cannot do that. So the second form nididhyasana we recommend is being in touch with the Shastram. Continuous study. 5 classes Swamini is taking means 5 classes I will attend. Complete touch with the Shastram. After going home also, I read again, I rewrite. All these things, this is called keeping in touch with the Shastram. This is one type of abhyasa to get assimilation of the knowledge. So the third type of nididhyasanam is sitting and doing. So the 8 steps, 8-fold steps we have to follow. Desha, kala, a particular space, no? You have to select particular time you have to sit. And recollect the whole teaching. You have to sit for that separately. That is also recommended. Desha, kala, indriya sthiti, manasthiti, buddhi sthiti, prana sthiti, asana sthiti. All these you have to take care of and sit quietly and again chewing the mata, masticating the whole teaching. Masticating means remembering the teaching. So recollection of the teaching, that's what Lord Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter. Chaila ajina kushottaram. So you have to focus your mind and you have to focus with these all disciplines you have to follow. Panchadashi Vidyaranya says, what is samadhi? He tells, the beautiful shloka is there. Just I quote that shloka. Real samadhi abhyasa, where is the culmination? Dhyatru dhyana parityajya ప్రమాధ్యేయైక గోచరం నివాత దీపవత్ చిత్తం సమాధిరభిధీయతే. ధ్యాతృ ధ్యాన దట్ ఐఎమ్ ద మెడిటేటర్, ఐఎమ్ మెడిటేటింగ్, యు గివ్ అప్ దట్ భావన షుడ్ గో అవే. ధ్యేయైక గోచరం, ద ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆన్ హుచ్ యు ఆర్ మెడిటేటింగ్ అపాన్, ఏక గోచరం దట్ యు ఆర్ విజువలైజింగ్, conceptualizing mentally, that alone you have to remain. That means triputi rahitam, dhyana process, dhyata meditator, all will resolve. Just as the deepa nivata deepavat, just as the flame without flickering it stands when there is no wind, like that the mind totally absorbed. What is the normal problem of people now? When they sit in meditation they get problems. So without proper training, guidance, without a guru, shastra background, any meditation is utter failure. I will tell you the fact. They start meditation, they go deep absorption, again they come and this problem begins, because there is no stuff, there is no background of shastra. So without studying shastra, the meditation are all palliative, to calm down the mind. Just you are away temporarily from the problems, that's all. BP will reduce, that's all. But Atmajnanam will never take place by Nididhyasanam or by any type of meditation. So this is what Acharya tells, Ajnana Hridaya Grandhe. So look into the second line. Avikalpena Samadhina. Avikalpena, Vikalpa Rahitam Manartham. Without any Vikalpas. Avikalpena, without any differences. Vikalpa means a lot of thoughts, different of thoughts are coming, vikalpam. Without that, in artham, samadhina, samadhi means with full absorption. In what? అద్వైత ఆత్మదర్శనం యదా భవతి. అద్వైతం మీన్స్ నాన్ డ్యువల్ ఆత్మ, దట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, ఐ ఆమ్ ద నాన్ డ్యువల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, దిస్ థాట్ షుడ్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ గో ఆన్ లైక్ ఏ తంబుర శృతి, సా పాస లైక్ దాట్. At the subconscious level, just as you see a picture and the song go on reeling inside, ringing. That's why aham brahmasmi, aham suddhoshmi, aham muktaha asmi, all these are should come in spite of vyavahara. So difficult, not difficult. If you do abhyasa, just as a boy, teenager, always remembering the cricket players, score, where, when it is going on, all these things, how he is remembering? Because of interest. So same way, Vedantic students also have interest, the commitment, the eagerness. That is simple, not difficult. For unprepared person, it is difficult. For a prepared students like you, it is easy. Okay, appappa chollinde irkano manasila, you are good students, you are best students, positive man, hope. So yada avikalpena samadhina advaita atma darshanam bhavati. Darshanam ityukte ko arthaha, darshanam means looking at the atmana, understanding. recognizing, discovering the fact, intellectually understanding. அப்போ இன்டலெக்சுவலி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் சுவாமி அப்படி ஆத்மா பார்க்க வேண்டாமோ, இங்க தர்சனம் தர்சனம் எழுதிருக்கேன். அதுதான் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் நோ மிஸ்லீடிங் வேர்ட்ஸ். தர்சனம் மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி சீயிங் அர்த்தம். ஸோ வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தர்சனம் மீன்ஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். யதா பவதி, வென் இட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ், வென் இட் டேக்ஸ் பிளேஸ், ததா அட் தட் டைம் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன், what is the benefit, what is the result? Ajnana hrudaya grandhehe nissesha vilayaha bhavati. That time when you recognize aham advaita atma, non-dual consciousness, there, wherever consciousness is there, that is I am only, that consciousness I am, because it is non-dual. There is no two atmas, her atma, my atma, both are different. That's why advaita atma, one consciousness. That consciousness I am, ajnana hridaya grandhihi. Ajnana means ignorance. Hridaya grandhi means chit. Jada tadatmyam. Granthi means not, mudi. Epidinam. Chit jadam means consciousness plus and jadam, inert. I the consciousness plus this inert body mind complex. These both are intermixed. This is called hridaya granthi. This ajnana will go away, we know how to sort out. This inert, as inert we see, and consciousness, I am the consciousness. This is vividly clear in the mind of that person. Yada bhavati tada hridaya grandhihi nishesha vilayaha bhavati. Nisheshaha means shesha rahitam. Without any, nishesha means vasanaya sakam, along with vasana. Vasana means that habitual orientation, aham dehaha, aham manaha iti bhavana will never remain. The remaining portion also will not be there. Nishesha vilayaha, vilayaha means it disappears, it dissolves. Nisheshaha. Once you get that Atma Jnanam, again that Atma Jnanam poyidumemo, thirupi anatma jnanam varumo, ajnanam varumo, andha maadhiri problem kadaiyadhu. Adhukku da guarantee card, this is called guarantee card. What? Nishesha vilayaha. Once it has gone, it's gone, that's all. It will never come back. That is the meaning of this verse. Now we will look into the next shloka, 354. Tvamahamidamitiyam kalpana buddhi doshat prabhavati paramatmani. Advaye nirvisheshe previlasati samadhau asya sarvo vikalpah vilayanum vilayanam upagacchet vastu tattva vadhrutya Now Shankaracharya says the process of nididhyasanam. How to do nididhyasanam? The process he gives here. Tvam అహం ఇదం ఇతి ఇయం కల్పన. స్వం మీన్స్ యు, అహం ఐ, ఇదం దిస్. దిస్ మీన్స్ యూ కెన్ పుట్ దిస్ దట్ ఆల్ ప్రొనౌన్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఫస్ట్ ఐ ఆమ్ అండ్ యూ కమ్స్ దెన్ లేటర్ హీ షీ ఇట్ ఆల్. సో త్వం అహం ఇదం ఇతి ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ దస్ ఇయం కల్పన. దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ కల్పన, కల్పన మీన్స్ ఇమాజినేషన్ perception. He do not know that is imagination, but from the Vedantic standpoint it is kalpana only. For him, for Ajnani, it is real. I is real, you is real, he is real, she is real, it is real, everything is real, but he never say it is kalpana. What Vedanta says, all these are kalpana. You are only speculation, imagination. So that kalpana, why it arise this kalpana? Buddhi doshat. It's a mistake because of error in the buddhi. Dosha means error, mistake, wrong perception. Buddhi doshat, this perception, where it will take place? Buddhi, in our own intellect. Buddhi doshat, because of that buddhi dosha, because of that error taking place in the buddhi intellect, prabhavati, this kalpana prabhavati, arise, comes, it's come up, come to surface, prabhavati, this kalpana prabhavati buddhi doshat. Where this error take place in the buddhi, about what error, about what? So that he says, paramatmani advaye nirvisheshe. So paramatmani, on that paramatma, that consciousness, paramatmani, what type of paramatma? Advaye, dvaya means dual, advaye means on that non-dual paramatma, this superimposition will take place because of buddhi dosha. And advaye, not only that, this paramatma is nirvisheshaha, vishesha rahitam, attributeless paramatma. On that attributeless paramatma, the superimposition of aham, I am, you, this, that, he, she, it, all the superimposition will take place. Whom we are giving? Nirvisheshaha paramatma. Because of buddhi dosha, we commit a mistake. This type of mistake, when it will go, he gives the remedy. This is the mistake, error, wrong apprehension. This can go away only by nididhyasanam, pravilasati, samadhau pravilasati asya sarvo vikalpaha. Samadhau means in the contemplation, in the nididhyasanam. Pravilasati means they will go away, they enter, pravilasati, you know, they will enter. All these vikalpas will enter when you go into samadhi, they will also dissolve. These vikalpas will go away. You know. So you give reality to only the higher I, the lower I loses its insignificance. It will become insignificant. What is lower I? RC, reflected consciousness, chidabhasa, ahankara, all these will become, this is secondary I. So I am Brahman, that will higher I will continue in the samadhi abhyasa. Vilayanam means vilayas, its fourth line, vilayanam upagachet vastu tattvava dhritya. Dhritya, having taken to, hold on to. Dhritya means having hold on to. Hold on to what? Hold on to not house, children, wife, husband. You have to hold on to vastu tattvam. What is vastu tattvam? Paramatma. I hold on to Paramatma, Swamini, but who am I? Hey, that Paramatma you are, again problem. No, vidamatane, evala shonnanam. You don't want to leave that. That's called individuality, ego, ahankara. All these will go away only by systematic, consistent study of scriptures under a competent, alive guru for a length of time. You are all by-hearted, no? Yeah, illena povi pohade. Chumma ketinda enna prayojanam? Ipdi irukka na. Sariya? Listen to Shastra. All will go away. That's called vilasati. They completely destroyed or dissolve. Asya sarvo vikalpaha. All these, asya means buddhi doshasya sarva vikalpaha. What are all vikalpas, wrong concepts, misconceptions are there in that buddhi? Asya buddhi doshat vikalpaha sarve vikalpaha gacchanti. When? Samadhau. Only when he performs samadhi, that time only pravilasati. Pravilasati. That is saptami. Sati saptami. Pravilasati sati. When they dissolve. When they dissolve in samadhi. When in samadhi, vastu tattva dhritya only. I will go to samadhi and just I stop the mind, nirvikalpaka samadhi. Temporarily you may stop all problems. You are jivan muktaha from mamiyar, mamanar, mother-in-law, father-in-law. But that is not the jivan mukti. That's why Acharya puts that word, vastu tattva dhritya. You need not run away from the people. In spite of all people, in spite of problems, you are Atma Swarupam or not? Yeah, I am Aham Brahmasmi in spite of my mom here is giving problem. So this is what Jnanam is, that in spite of everything. But Samadhi, this Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, Yoga Samadhi is not like that. This person want to stop all these, you know, outside things, Bahya things, everything, he go and sits, running away. This is Yoga Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. We are not talking about Yoga Nirvikalpaka Samadhi here. Please remember, Enamo Samadhi, Samadhi, Swami is telling, this Samadhi is different from that Yoga Samadhi. This Samadhi is just because born out of Jnana. Clear? That's what he says. Vilayanam upagachet, they will dissolve. Upagachet means they will enter into, they dissolve. Enter into means what again? Something will go. Where that snake will enter? Your Rajya Sarpa, Swamini, when I see that rope, this snake will enter into and put, you know, it will go into its own house. Vilasati means what here? It is falsified. The falsified word is mithyatva nischayaha is important. Otherwise, mulla mullama agnanam varum, mulla mullama agnanam poyidum. That's why I give always this Rajju Sarpa example. The Sarpa, where it will go? There is no Sarpa at all, you recognize. That's all. The problem is solved. You need not think about the snake. You recognize there is no snake at all. These vikalpas are all mithya, false. That's why vasana sakam, I said. Vasanaya sakam, along with vasanas, deha vasana, prana vasana, all these vasanas will go away, abhimana will go away. So now this is clear. This samadhi abhyasa vastu tattva dhritya sarvam vikalpaha, sarve vikalpaha upagachet. That is the important abhyasa one has to do. Next shloka we will read. This is called sukshma vritti. We have to develop. Deliberately we have to develop sukshma vritti. Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, soham asmi, aham buddha asmi. Sukshma vritti you have to develop. Otherwise what will happen? Another sukshma vritti will be there. Suppose you are sitting in front of me here. Instead of aham brahmasmi, elevating yourself to the higher I, suppose you have another sukshma vritti. My son-in-law is going to come, my son-in-law is going to come. There is another sukshma vritti inside the mind. Who knows to think about this? How powerful they are, no? Janma janma vasana, unna runda. So therefore, do abhyasa, Shankaracharya says. You have to make that sukshma vritti, no? Sukshma mananum, adi romba dominant irukadu, but it is playing a big role in your life. So therefore, think about that atma, I am, we have to say. Next shloka, we'll read shloka number 355.
Shanto danta paramuparataha.
Shanto danta paramuparataha.
Shanti yukta samadhim.
Shanti yukta samadhim.
Kurvan nityam kalayati yatihi. Kalayati yatihi swasya sarvatma bhavam. Tena vidyati mirajanitan. Sadhu dadhva vikalpan. Brahma krutya nivasati sukham.
Brahma krutya nivasati sukham.
Nishkriyo nirvikalpaha.
Nishkriyo nirvikalpaha.
Yatihi. Yatihi means yatate iti yatihi, the one who put an effort, who is committed to his or her goal with full of effort. Yatihi shantaha dantaha param uparataha. Who is yatihi? Dadi wala? No. Yatihi means here shantaha. Shantaha means antarindriya nigraha. The one who has mastered his internal manas buddhi chitta ahankara. That is called antarindriyam. Shantaha is equal to Shamaha ityukta. Shama in Tattva Bodha Visa, that Shama only Shantaha. That's why Shanti comes. Now you understand who is Shanti? Per Shanti, full of Ashanti. So Shanti ஆர் சாந்த குமார். ஜென்ஸ் நேம் ஆல்சோ தேர் இஸ் சாந்தா ராம், சாந்த குமார் பேர் இருக்கு. சாந்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அந்தரிந்திரிய நிகிரகம் எஸ்ய அஸ்தி. த ஒன் ஹூ ஈஸ் ஹேவிங் த கண்ட்ரோல், கண்ட்ரோல் ஹியர் மாஸ்டரி, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங், பேலன்ஸ்டு மைண்டட் பர்சன் என அர்த்தம். பேலன்ஸ்டு மைண்ட், ஈக்வானிமஸ் மைண்ட், பொயஸ் மைண்ட், குவாய்ட் மைண்ட், செரீன் மைண்ட். மைண்ட் மீன்ஸ் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் புத்தி, சித்த, அகங்காரம், எவ்ரி திங். ஸோ சாந்தா, ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் யதி? ஹி இஸ் அ சாந்தா, தென் ஓன்லி ஹிஸ் கால்ட் ஆஸ் யதி. நாட் பட்ட பட்டையா விபூதி போட்டு, ருத்ராட்ச மாலை எல்லாம் போட்டு, ஜட்டா ஜூட்டம் எல்லாம் இருந்தேன்னு எத்திகி இல்லை. ஈவன் எ மாடர்ன் மேன் ஹூ இஸ் கோயிங் இன் எ பென்ஸ் கார், ஏ பிக் எக்ஸிக்யூட்டிவ் ஆல்சோ கேன் பி எ எத்திகி இஃப் ஹீ இஸ் எ சாந்தா. ஸோ யூ ஆர் ஆல் லைக் ந கிரகஸ்தா எதிஸ். தாந்தா, தாந்தா மீன்ஸ் பாஹ்ய இந்திரிய நிகிரக. தமஹ சாந்தா மீன்ஸ் ஷமஹ. தாந்தா மீன்ஸ் தமஹ. த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஹேவிங் த கண்ட்ரோல் ஓவர் ஹிஸ் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். தாந்தா பாஹ்ய இந்திரிய நிகிரக. What are the bahya indriyas? Pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, pranadaya. You can take any particular, enna paravale. Okay, dantaha. Then kshanti, param, param uparataha. Uparataha, the commentator says, analambita பாஹ்ய விருத்தி, வித்தவுட் எனி ஆலம்பனம். பாஹ்ய விருத்தி இஸ் நாட் தேர், இஸ் நாட் ஹேவிங் எனி ஆலம்பனம். அஷ்டாங்க யோக உப்பரம இஸ் தேர் நோ? உபரதி, உபரம, தட் உபரம, ஓன்லி திஸ் உபரம. ஓகே, வித்ட்ரால் ஆஃப் த சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் தி சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். வித்ட்ரால் ஆஃப் sense organs from the sense object is called uparama or uparati. Ram means to revel. Uparam means withdrawing from reveling. Opposite. Ram rati means reveling in that anartha. This yatihi, he never revel in the sensual pleasures. Sensual pleasures he will never revel. In what he revels in? Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. Tushtaha, sariya podungo. Illena dushtaha, you know. Tushtaha. Itihi param uparataha. The totally, in a high degree. Param means what? In total, in high degree. No? He is always withdraws his sense organs. Khavo, pivo, majakaro, not there. கண்டதே காட்சி, கொண்டதே கோலம் கிடையாது. பட் ஏ டிசிப்ளின்ட் பர்சன், எது பார்க்கணும் எது பார்க்கக்கூடாது, வாட் டு ஈட், வாட் நாட் டு ஈட், வென் டு ஈட், ஹவு மச் டு ஈட், வாட் டு ஸ்பீக், வாட் நாட் டு ஸ்பீக், ஹவு டு ஸ்பீக், ஆல் திஸ் ஆர் வெல் டிசிப்ளின்ட். இட்ஸ் வெரி டிசிப்ளின், வண்டர்ஃபுல் பர்சன். சாந்தி உபரமாக, பரம் உபரத்தா, சாந்தி யுக்தா. சாந்தி யுக்தா மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் வித் ஃபுல் ஃபர்பரன்ஸ். சாந்தி மீன்ஸ் பேஷியன்ஸ், ஃபர்பரன்ஸ். த்வந்த்வ சகிஷ்ணு இத்யர்த்தா. ஹூ பேர்ஸ் ஆல் த ஆப்போசிட்ஸ், சீதா, உஷ்ணா, ஜயா, அபஜயா, ராக, துவேஷ, ஹி மாஸ்டர்ஸ். He is not under the spell of opposites. That's why Lord Krishna says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkada agama payino nityaha. They're all ayaram gayaram, coming and going, so hot, so hot, so hot. No, it goes. Rainy season will come. Again, rain, 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 you are telling, you know, winter season will come. Agama payinaha. All opposites are always dvandvas. they will come and go in our life. Therefore, they are all temporary. So, kshanti yuktaha. Yuktaha means endowed with. Endowed with perseverance, sahishnuta, titiksha. Tattva bodha language la? Titiksha, forbearance. Thangikrit na shakti na. Adirikna. Accommodation, adjustment. Sahip tanmai. Na, you teach Tamil to me. I will teach Shastra to you. Okay, kshanti yuktaha samadhim kurvan san. So what he does with these all qualifications, shantaha, dantaha, uparataha, kshanti yuktaha and samadhi kurvan. Does the samadhi abhyasa, nididhyasanam, contemplation, Vedantic meditation, kurvan, doing that abhyasa, when nityam, every day, all the time, kurvan. Swasya sarvatma bhavam kalayati. What is the benefit? Having done lot of, you know, sadhana, what he is going to get? Swasya, his own or her own. Sarva atma bhavam. I am the consciousness. This consciousness alone pervading everywhere in different forms and names. Sarva atma bhavam. Bhavana means what? Attitude, opinion, at relative level. Here bhavam means jnanam. Don't think jnanam is also another type of attitude. It is not attitude. It is understanding. 4 plus 4 is equal to 8 is my attitude. 4 plus 4 is equal to 8 is a jnanam. That's why here bhavam means jnanam. Sarvatma jnanam kalayati. He knows. I am atma. Sarvatma, I am in that body, in everywhere I am pervading, in sentient objects and insentient objects also I am pervading conscious principle. Kalayat. He knows that. Who? This yatihi. Virika namak adhikadhani mirchi pannirko. No? We are trying for that. No? Then next line, third line. Tena. So this sarvatma bhavam will take place. He knows that everything is atma. No confusion, no delusion, no conflict, no complaint. Is the, a sign of jivan muktaha is never complain. And no complaint boxama illamale irukat. No complaint. Complaint kenna solrel Tamil la. Okay, sir. So this everything is fine. Everything is fine. So therefore he will mix or she will mix with all types of people. No problem at all. Why? Sarvatma bhavam. But knows where to keep them. Sarvatma bhavam chulli achipichima irikkudadu. Intelligent a irikkanum. Sadhu enna ardham? An intelligent person illa. Sadhu enna intelligent da. He knows how to keep them where. Intelligent person. So, okay, third line. Tena avidya timira janitan dadhva sadhu dadhva vikalpan. This yatihi, with these qualifications, Chantaha, dantaha, uparataha, kshanti yuktaha, and samadhin kurvan nityam, and getting sarvatma bhavam, with that, tena means with that knowledge. With that knowledge, tena means with that knowledge. What is that knowledge? Sarvatma bhava jnanena. Sarvatma bhava ജ്ഞാനീന് അവിദ്യാതിമിരജനിതാൻ വികൽപാൻ. വാട്ട് ആർ ഓൾ വികൽപാസ് ബോൺ? ഓൾ ദ വികൽപാസ്, വികൽപാസ് മീൻസ് ഡിഫറൻസസ്. അഹം ഇതം, ത്വം, മമ, അഹം മമ ഇതി, അഹങ്കാര മമകാര, എവ്രിതിങ് ഐ ആം, ഇറ്റ്സ് മൈൻ, ഐ ആം, ദിസ് ഇസ് മൈൻ, ബിലോങ് ടു മീ, ബിലോങ് ടു മീ പൊസിഷൻ, ദിസ് ഭാവന, ദീസ് ആർ ഓൾ കോൾഡ് വികൽപാസ്. So first I am will come, then I am a housewife, I am an employee, I am a mother-in-law, I am a daughter-in-law, I am a daughter, all these will come, all these called vikalpas. All these vikalpas born out of what? Avidya timira janitan. Avidya means ignorance. Avidya eva timiram, avidya timiram. അവിദ്യ ഇറ്റ്സെൽഫ് തിമിര മീൻസ് അന്ധകാര. അവിദ്യ ഏവ തിമിരം അന്ധകാര. സോ അവിദ്യ ഈസ് ലൈക്ക് ഡാർക്ക്നെസ്. ജസ്റ്റ് ആസ് യു കനോട്ട് സീ എനിത്തിങ് ഇൻ ദ ഡാർക്ക്നെസ്, വെൻ യു ഹാവ് അജ്ഞാന യു കനോട്ട് സീ ദ തിങ് ആസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ്, യു സീ ഇൻ എ അതർ വേ. ദെർഫോർ അവിദ്യ ഏവ തിമിരം അന്ധകാര. തേന ജനിതാൻ, ജനിതാൻ മീൻസ് ജനിതം മീൻസ് ബോൺ, ഉത്പാദിതാൻ. വികൽപാൻ വിവിധ കൽപ്പനാസ്, വൺ കൽപ്പന ഇല്ല, വിവിധ കൽപ്പന. വികൽപ മീൻസ് വിവിധ കൽപ്പന. ഓൾ ദീസ് വിൽ ബീ ഗോ അവേ. സാധു ദഗ്ധ്വ, ദഗ്ധ്വ മീൻസ് ഹാവിംഗ് ബേൺഡ്, ഹാവിംഗ് ബേൺഡ്. എപ്പിടി ബേൺഡ്? How to burn? The kerosene burned my end up on one. Jnanam, no? That will destroy, burns. Jnana Agni. Jnana Agni Dvara, he burns everything. Sadhu means fully, thoroughly. Sadhu Dadhvana. മിച്ചം ഇരിക്കൂടാതെ കൊഞ്ചം കൂടെ. സാധു ദഗ്ധ്വാ സർവാൻ വികൽപാൻ തിമിര ജനിതാൻ അവിദ്യ തിമിര ജനിതാൻ, ഹുച്ച് ആർ ഓൾ ബോൺ ഓഫ് ഇഗ്നോറൻസ്. ഓൾ ദീസ് ടൈപ്പ് ഓഫ് വികൽപാസ് ഹി വിൽ ബേൺ ത്രൂ ദ നോളജ്. വാട്ട് നോളജ്? സർവാത്മഭാവ നോളജ്. വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ് then what he does, sukham, and he is enjoy. Sukha means enjoy, happy. Brahma krutya nivasati sukham nishkriyo nirvikalpaha san. So nishkriyaha nirvikalpaha san, so that atma swarupam paramatma lakshanam kim? Nishkriyaha, kriya rahitaha. കർമ്മണ്യ കർമ്മയ പശ്ചേത് അകർമ്മണിച്ച കർമ്മണയ സബുദ്ധിമാൻ മനുഷ്യേഷു. സോ ഹി സീസ് ദ ആക്ഷൻലെസ് ആത്മ ഇൻ ഇൻറ്റെൻസ് ആക്ഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ ബോഡി. ബോഡി ഈസ് ആക്ടിങ് ഫങ്ഷനിങ് ബട്ട് ഐ ദി ആത്മ ഈസ് ആക്ഷൻലെസ് ആർ ആക്ഷൻ ഡൂയിങ് ആക്ഷൻലെസ്. So, Atma, Paramatma is Nishkriyaha, is Paroksha Jnanam. Aham Atma Nishkriyaha Asmi, Nirvisheshaha Asmi, Nirvikalpaha, Vikalpa Rahitaha Aham Asmi, idi Brahma Kritya. Brahma Kritya means Akhandakara Vritya. Brahma Rupena Bhavati Ityartha. Brahma Rupena Nivasati means he remains. He remain, nivasati means he stay, he reside. Nivasam ennella solrom illayo, veetukku nivasam enna per. Where you reside is nivasam. Illam, some places they write illam, nivasam, residence. So this person brahma krutya nishkriyaha nirvikalpaha നിവസതി, സുഖം നിവസതി, ആനന്ദമാ സന്തോഷമാ ഹി റിമെയിൻസ് റിസൈഡ്സ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ബ്രഹ്മ ആകാര വൃത്തി. വൃത്തി മീൻസ് എ തോട്ട്. So, jnanam is a thought actually. Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi is what? Akhandakara vritti. Therefore, jnanam is also a type of, it belongs to buddhi only. Once you get that vritti in that buddhi, in the mind, you say, you need not see even aham brahmasmi. Why? Chollanuma enna? Edhuku chollano? I am a human being, are you telling? You don't say all the time, you don't say, I am a human being. I know I am a human being, that's all, I need not utter. That's why I am a jnani also, a jnani never say. Don't ask, you are a jnani or not, and if you kick it, I am a jnani and you are a chunna, tagararanartham. That type of uttering a word is also from what status? Vyavaharika standpoint. From Paramarthika standpoint, from higher order of reality, I am neither jnani, I am neither ajnani, nor ajnani. I am, that's all. That is for the world's sake, it is a jnani, ajnani, division, all these things. Jnani ka, I am, that's all. Brahman only, how can I become body, mind, complex? That is our problem. Jnani kenna problem, he cannot become that body, mind, and the bhavana varadhi kashtamarik. Namakeva brahma bhavana varadhi. Namak ajnani ki brahma bhavana varadhi yavala kashtamo. Jnani ki in the sarira bhavana, indriya bhavana, in the adillame varadhi varadhi. In the he is soaked in that. Urgai madri. Appadi varano. Adhida nishtha. He is going to say that. What is nishtha? So brahmakritya nivasati sukham nivasati na, na sukham aste na aham sukhi not dukhi na. Okay, next sloka 356
samahitaye pravilapya bahyam. Shrotradi chetas swamaham chidatmani.
Shrotradi chetas swamaham chidatmani.
Te eva mukta bhava pashabandhaihi. Nanye tu paroksha kadhavidayinah.
Nanye tu paroksha kadhavidayinah.
Now Shankaracharya is continuing the topic. Ye samahitaha pravilapya bahyam. A means whoever, those people who are all samahitaha. Samahitaha means samsthapitam manaskaha. Samsthapitam means the whose mind is established in that Atma Swarupam. Mayeva sakalam jatam, mai sarvam pratishtitam, mai sarvam layam yati. I am the creator, destroyer and the sustainer. I means which I? I the consciousness. Giving the existence to everything in this creation. Every blessed thing getting its existence because of me, the consciousness. That is called aham asmi. So whenever I say I am sarvam, don't say I am all in the all pervading. How can you become all pervading? All pervading, all pervading, perumal and then Perumal means all pervading God. RC is all pervading. Siddhabhasa is pervading only body. OC is pervading everywhere. That's why all pervading. So in that all pervading consciousness, recognizing that all pervading consciousness is I am, that is called samahita manaskaha. The whose mind is always in that Atma Swarupam. Samahita ye. How is it possible na? This is possible only bahyam pravilapya shrotradi chetaha. Shrotra means external organs, adipadat internal organs, bahya means objects, all objects pravilapya, withdraws. Pravilapya means dissolve. See, these are all really, these words really confusing words, no? Confusing in the sense, all the external objects will disappear, nartham. Pravilapya will disappear. If I get a jnana, my husband will disappear, my daughter-in-law will disappear, everybody disappear is a problem. That is why many people are afraid to come to Vedanta class. Anga poha de ennu solluva. Yen anga pona ennanamo appadi appadi irukona. Appadi appadi onnu irukadu. Thagaraar anamaada arakore gnanam. Half knowledge is more dangerous. So pravilapya means nothing will disappear. You look at your son-in-law as son-in-law. Thank God. You know that internally is Atma Swarupam. So don't apply this Atma Jnana in Vyavaharika life. Vyavaharika ange poi, you are Atma Swarupam. Don't ask dowry and don't tell him. He will ask dowry something. So many qualifications he will ask. You have to say, okay, yes, yes, and jolana. You should not expect this knowledge from that person. Pama, even Atma Jnana illa. You do not know. All these are useless in word. Puriyilen ardham, shastram puriyilen ardham, not understanding the shastra. This is what problem. When you study shastra, people all behave in such a way, you cannot withstand with them. Therefore, you want to show your knowledge in front of them. Then tug of war will take place. Never try to show your, this whatever you are understanding outside. This is only at cognitive level. Try to understand. Otherwise you will have it. That's all. Problem. Yeah. That's why every time I am warning. It's a cognitive level. You have to understand. But all people are not having that knowledge. Therefore you have to handle them carefully. This is paramarthika drishtya. Higher order of reality. That is lower order of reality. How can you mix the dream and waking state? How can you mix? You cannot mix. Dreamer is dreamer, waker is waker. Dream objects, waking objects are waking objects. Different. You are not supposed to mix. Not only than a waker. I only got the dream, even though Pratibhasika satyam, Vyavaharika satyam, order of reality is different. Adi madri. Similarly, paramarthika satyam, vyavaharika satyam, also different. Okay, try to understand. Previlapya bahya. Edukaga idella sollana previlapya word ku idella problem. The previlapya means he cognitively understand they are all false. Adha previlapyam anna. Mithyatva nischayaha anna potunga ore oru word. Adhyasa, mithyatva nischayaha, idella brahma. Swam aham chidatmani. All these are all pravilapya, which are all superimposed on chidatma. So swam aham means, swam means mine. Svakiyam ahankara. Aham means ahankara. So bahya means shrotra, jnanendriyani, karmendriyani, manasu, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. all these are all Chidatmanina. Chidatmani means higher eye. This RC with RM, reflected medium, the reflected consciousness with all 17 faculties superimposed on Chidatmani, Sakshi. I am the Sakshi. So they all resolve. Chidatmani means lower, Swamaham means lower I. Chidatma means higher I. No, higher I, lower I. It is your homework for next week. Okay, more in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.